On a sleepy Friday morning at Florida Coastal School of Law's atrium, Immigrant Legal Clinic Director Erica Curran is sitting at a table flanked by volunteer lawyers and students.
Typically, we see, you know, between 80 and 100 individuals each year that we run through the whole program, and I think we anticipate closer to 150, 175. And we've screened a lot more than that. Our phones have been ringing off the hook.
For the last decade, the school has been holding large-scale citizenship days, where legal, permanent residents raise their right hands, take the oath of citizenship, and make their relationship with the U.S. official. Curran says the hardline immigration policy shift in Washington has swelled the interest in this year's event. So for the first time, the school is requiring prospective citizens be screened for eligibility before the official function April 15th. A large team of students, faculty, and attorneys will be on hand to walk people through the screening process. And for many of them, like student Vanessa Pierre, the experience is all too familiar.
My father got deported, so this is really personal for me as far as helping people and how we can really help people in the community. So this is really personal for me. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right.
So it makes me think about how, you know, for things that if he was more knowledgeable, it makes wiser decisions. But at the same time, if he knew his rights, things would have been different.
After 10 years in the business world, Pierre says she decided to get her law degree so she could help other Haitian immigrants avoid deportation. Likewise, Jacksonville immigration attorney and Florida Coastal graduate Omar Orz says his family's journey from Turkey led him to his career. Orz says he has a renewed sense of urgency in his work after the fractious presidential election and President Donald Trump's ban on travel from a handful of majority Muslim countries.
To be honest with you, Citizenship Day focuses on unity. You know, that's the American way. It's not about divide.
Legal permanent residents wanting to get screened for citizenship should be at the Florida Coastal School of Law Saturday at 11:30. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.